Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, May 25th. A group of cyclists managed to charge a Tesla Model X with their own power. Yongne Capuleto, who built the system to create electricity from 9 stationary bikes, used it to feed into a charging station and charge a Tesla Model X, as demonstrated on a Finnish television show. They managed to reach over 1 kilowatt of power, and they added about 2 kilometers of range to the electric SUV in 20 minutes of riding time. Sure, it's an insignificant amount of power, but hey, pedaling a bike will never power a gas car, unless the rider becomes a fossil. Moving on. Tesla has applied with the Chinese State Ministry of Industry and Information Technology for approval of a new Model 3 equipped with lithium iron phosphate batteries in the latest batch of vehicles published by the ministry's Road Motor Vehicle Manufacturing Enterprises and Products. One advantage of the lithium iron phosphate batteries is that they don't use cobalt, which is an expensive and sometimes controversial mineral. The main disadvantages of the batteries is their low energy density. However, CATL, which is believed to be Tesla's supplier for these Chinese cars, has made improvements in energy density and longevity. Elon Musk made new comments about Tesla Roadster being equipped with a SpaceX package consisting of cold air thrusters. In a teaser for an upcoming episode of Jay Leno's Garage, Musk talks about the SpaceX package that'll be an option offered on the Tesla's new Roadster, saying, quote, "It's going to have an option to have rocket thrusters from SpaceX." Leno responded with a dismissive, "All right," and then added that he wasn't sure if Elon Musk was joking. However, Musk continued, quote, "We are going to use ultra-high-pressure compressed air. It's a cold gas thruster. The main thruster will be like behind the license plate, so for acceleration, it drops a license plate, and behind the license plate is a rocket thruster." The CEO added, "It's like full-on James Bond." Elon Musk says that he is scrapping plans to make the Tesla Cybertruck smaller and instead suggests that the automaker could make a different, smaller electric pickup truck for the global market at a later time. The CEO was asked one of the biggest changes to the Cybertruck from the prototype, and he responded that Tesla will reduce the size by about 3%, make the centerline more level, and lower the window sill height. However, just this last Saturday, Musk via Twitter said, quote, "Reviewed design with Franz last night. Even 3% smaller is too small. It will pretty much be this size," referring to the prototype. The CEO added that Tesla might release a smaller pickup truck later, saying, quote, "We'll probably do a smaller, tight world truck at some point." And in Electrek's green energy brief, Britain's largest solar farm is expected to be approved by the United Kingdom government this week. The £450 million project will be located a mile northeast of Faversham in Kent. It may also include one of the largest energy storage installations in the world. It will generate enough electricity to power 91,000 homes. Ohio unanimously approved the Icebreaker Wind Farm, North America's first offshore freshwater project, which is planned for Lake Erie near Cleveland. The plan controversially stipulates that the farm must cease operations between March and October to protect birds and bats due to it being located in an important bird and biodiversity area. The wind farm is expected to be online by 2022. The Environmental Protection Agency head, Andrew Wheeler, told staff last Thursday that the agency would implement the beginnings of the EPA's reopening process amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The EPA said that there have been 40 coronavirus cases and one death among its own employees nationwide. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Surface 604 Rook. The bike was found to be balanced in the sense that the parts and usage met a very good value with minimal risk. The $2,000 Comfort Commuter is available online or at 100 stores across North America. Persang has been reborn as an all-electric motorcycle brand and is now taking reservations for their first model, the Persang e-Track. The new model is powered by an 11-kilowatt Bosch electric motor that propels the e-Track to a top speed of 75 miles an hour or 120 kilometers. Energy on the e-Track is provided by 3 non-removable battery packs, totaling 7.2 kilowatt hours of electricity. Those batteries are apparently sufficient for an 87-mile range or 140-kilometer range, according to the company. Thanks to a recent update from Juice Bikes on their Hyper Scorpion electric bike production, we're getting our first detailed look at the bike's custom-designed 1,000-watt motor. Juice Bikes CEO and founder Tora Harris explained, quote, "We wanted a motor with high torque, Class 3 plus speed, on the 20-inch form factor, cassette gearing with retro-modern looks. This type of motor didn't exist when we started development on the Hyper, so we partnered with Bafang to produce this benchmark-setting motor." Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.